broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Nut Out continues now. This is the broadcast for February the 12th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour two of two in the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Last hour was stellar. Lowell Nelson just does an incredible job, Kurt. I mean, talking about the Olympics, talking about these columns from Ron Paul Institute, talking about the floor speech and the budget, talking about we need to make sports, not war, talking about the U.S. should be the strongest advocate for peace in the world, talking about political gamesmanship, talking about, hey, tyranny in the name of fighting tyranny is still tyranny. For 100 years after the founding of America, we didn't have the IRS and the U.S. No Pentagon, no military-industrial complex, no CIA, no FBI, no Federal Reserve. I mean, you know, wow. Just to contrast that. Converting the federal government to a, quote, worldwide national security state was one of the worst things we've ever done. No doubt about it. Anyway, we ended the hour by breaking down the bills in Utah from a grassroots point of view. Three good bills, one bad bill. You know, he just does a tremendous bunch of research for that hour. It's packed with phenomenal stuff. Any comment before we move on to the news here, Kurt? I just wanted to celebrate having Lowell with us. That's what the roundtable is all about, sir.
Well, that's right. And he's, I guess you could call him the poster child for the perfect guest for us. He does great work, and we don't mean the other guys don't do a good job. It's just nice to have a guy where you say, look, here's what Lowell does. You know, can you guys do this? And when they do, it's tremendous.
Amen to that. Anyway, I thought I'd just kind of highlight that. All right, Las Vegas shooter, Kurt. You know, I was very critical when they didn't release the autopsy on this guy. Now his body's cremated, which is tragic to say the least. They cremated the body and then released the ashes to the relatives. What a tragedy, though. But here's the deal. Turns out that he had anti-anxiety drugs in his system. Now, they claim that he had the drugs in his system, Kurt, but they weren't affecting him. Can you help me out with that?
Well, Sam, it's just like at the after some horrific shooting where they say, well, this wasn't the terrorism. We just know it wasn't. I mean, and it's just, it's like the guy that watches the football game and he's some announcer up there and he knows what the quarterback is thinking. I mean, they're just talking, Sam. They don't know that.
Well, and they're intellectually dishonest about this, because if there's drugs in somebody's system, how do you know for sure they don't affect you? How can you say if they're in your system that they're not affecting you and we're sure of that? Is that something that you can literally rightfully claim, Kurt? Now, I know one way you can know, for example, if they won't affect him. You ready? They're not in his system.
They don't have them. Yeah,
that's right. The way you can know that you're not going to get a sexually transmitted disease, for example, is not be involved sexually. Right. Anyway, I just find that interesting. But anyway, he had anti-anxiety drugs in his system. Now, the other thing that's fascinating is they run around and tell you that he was a perfectly healthy 64-year-old male or whatever. And how do you be perfectly healthy and you're on anti-anxiety medication, Kurt? Is that a perfectly healthy guy?
Remember, it's a drug world, Sam. I mean, you know, more drugs, the healthier you are, right? You know?
I'm for the just say no crowd.
Wow.
Personally. Anyway, I just find it weird, though. We know he had these drugs in his system. Don't worry, they were not affecting him, and he's super healthy. Why did he have those drugs in his system then, ladies and gentlemen? By the way, let's dig into a little bit about the meetings that he had with a psychiatrist or whatever else that preceded the prescribing of those drugs to a perfectly healthy man. And let's question the doctor's credentials for giving drugs to a perfectly healthy man. And let's find out what the discussions were like, before those drugs were prescribed in the first place? Because I think that ought to provide a little bit of pay dirt for us on who this guy was. They run around and tell you they have no idea why he went off the rails and committed this crime, Kurt. And I have an idea. Ready? Maybe it's the drugs that were in his system that weren't affecting him.
Yep.
Because they don't know why.
Say
so
no
if they
to
don't
drugs,
know why,
I
how can they say they
the
know
answer,
that
Reagan
it's not said. This, Kurt?
They don't, Sam. It's just...
All right. Fake news everywhere by the mainstream press, in bed with Big Pharma, in bed with the autopsy report, all on Stephen Paddock. Wow.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if Stephen Paddock committed the crime, to be honest with you. I'm not saying he did or didn't. I'm not running around in a conspiracy theory. I'm just saying, look, we have such little information. We don't even really know.
They tell you how he was killed. They tell you that it, you know, was a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Now, of course, when the body's been burnt, and all they got is ashes, there's nobody that can kind of check into that. I mean, you know. But, hey, that's just so many times. That's what we see. They just get rid of all the evidence, and then you're supposed to
yeah, it's kind of like how they claim we went to the moon. And then when you really dig into it, they're like, well, we lost all the moon footage. And so, you know, and, you know, you're going to say, Sam, come on, that just shows you're a conspiracy theorist. My response is, no, it shows that you can't trust them is the problem.
Yep.
That's the problem. You can't trust them. I don't know if we went to the moon or not. I don't know if Stephen Paddock committed this crime or not. I don't know if he was, you know, if it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound or not. I don't know. I don't know. But I know this. You can't trust them. I can tell you that right now. By the way, lawmakers are in the news, Kurt, in the state of Utah making national news. And they're urging the buddy system, Kurt, to counter what they call honeypot entrapment. Now, do you know about this, Kurt?
Honey pot entrapment.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm kind of into raw honey.
No, this is a different kind of honey pot. This is a chick.
Okay.
Yeah, the fair sex is considered the honey pot.
I think I heard something about it, but I go ahead.
Utah Senator Evan Vickers said that a woman tried to entrap him at his hotel room, saying, quote, I'm your date. And, he basically said, no, you're not my date. And she insisted and hung around as he walked out of his hotel room. And so he basically ran inside and he called a buddy and he had a colleague come over and walk him to his next event or whatever, because he just didn't want to get entrapped. And they don't know where this girl came from. By the time the buddies got there, she had vanished. But lawmakers are worried that someone might entrap them in a, quote, honey pot. That's where someone is seduced in an effort to gain information, or somebody who is compromised, where they can extort them for money. So this guy, if he was naive, would have basically said, oh, well, you're not really my date, but, you know, let's walk here together, or let's do this and that. And then she could say that he tried to touch her, or that whatever. And anyway, the bottom line is that they're worried now this might be happening in the era of the, quote, Me Too movement, Kurt, where, you know, this guy's just like, look, we can't even be alone anymore. And I agree. And this reminds me of Mike Pence, how he said, you know what, I'm not going to be out to dinner with a woman unless my wife is present. I'm just not doing it. And they mocked him and made fun of him. But now you got the whole Utah state legislature going, we don't know what's going on with this, but we're very concerned about these honeypots, these problems, these entrapments that might happen. We don't know who this is or what's driving it, but it's of great concern. Kurt, you and I have used the buddy system for literally decades when we travel on the road together. So, you know, I'm glad they're coming to the table for solutions. It's good news in that regard. Anything to add to this?
Yeah, well, I agree. I mean, imagine, you know, doing the whole Mike Pence kind of idea, or at least the buddy system. I mean, we could even have less cost on those hotel rooms if you had two senators in them instead of just one. But, anyway.
So all I'm telling you is I think it's good news, though. The buddy system's always good. You know, you tell your little kids when you go swimming, use the buddy system. Or if you go hiking, use the buddy system. Make sure someone's there to... And the same thing ought to be true in business and in the corporate world and in the political world. And when Sam and Kurt travel, we, you know, go with one another and we share a hotel room. And we literally look out for one another and make sure that, hey, there's a witness available at all times. If a woman basically said, hey, Kurt Crosby, you know, I was supposed to be his, quote, escort or his date. This was all lined up, and he touched me wrongfully, whatever. I'm going to be there and go, that isn't true. It just isn't the truth. It's a lie. We need more of that, Kurt. I think it's a wise response to the moral low that we've fallen to in America today. And I think we need more of it. And I think it's sad this guy, Mr. Vickers, or Senator Vickers, was put in this position in the first place. But I am glad that they're responding properly. Because I don't want more sexual scandal. I don't want more perverted stuff. Well, the Me Too movement's turned upside down now because a female, one of the leaders of the Me Too movement, a California lady, is being now accused of perverted acts against male underlings. Kurt, did you see this?
No.
Now, by the way, if those male underlings use the buddy system, they'd have a witness, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
And it probably wouldn't have happened. See, not only does it provide a witness, Kurt, but the likelihood of somebody acting out in these, in my opinion, aggressive, perverted ways is less likely when somebody else is around, right? Because there's somebody there that can say, oh, that's not the way it went down. It's when people get alone that there's problems. And I think even in the same-sex world and this transgender world and stuff like that, pretty soon it's going to be to where you can't just assume, well, it's okay if it's two males. And I know that's very weird, but we're getting to that point in America. I think the buddy system's a good idea, and I think we need more of it. All right, this is a sad tale. While WorldNet Daily runs around telling us they need money, they need funding, you know, they're really hurting. The New York Times is in the news, Kurt. Let's talk about it. They say subscriptions top $1 billion. We'll tell you about it in seconds. You are listening to Kurt and Sam on Liberty Roundtable Live. By the way, do you have your raw honey yet? Delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt. C-U-R-T at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So it's hard to say who's right and who's wrong. Donald Trump basically says the New York Times are on the ropes. But subscriptions top $1 billion for the Times Company. They also say that the New York Times is going to be focusing on new products this year that aren't hard news, that are more lifestyle entertainment kind of stuff to get people to pay for more subscriptions. So, you know, it's all in the, who do you believe, the New York Times reporting on the New York Times, Kurt, or others reporting on the New York Times report, or the Donald? Interesting tidbit, but there's some details about their subscriptions, Kurt, that are interesting.
Yeah, they say they added 157,000 digital-only subscriptions in the fourth quarter of 2017. They say that aided the subscription surge. At the end of 2017, the Times had a total of more than 2.6 million digital-only subscriptions. They say the figures include all digital products, including the Times itself, as well as cooking and crossword puzzle offerings. You know, they're in a lot of areas, aren't they, Sam?
It's interesting, though, that they're growing big time.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if they weren't, you know, mostly growing in things like, you know, the crossword puzzles.
Oh, well, they admit that. They're gravitating more towards entertainment stuff and more towards things that aren't hard news in an effort to get more subscribers and more lifestyle stuff. Yeah. And they blatantly admit that that's the case. You're right, Kurt. Nevertheless, the fact is, hey, our side struggles to put their money where their mouth is. This side grows by leaps and bounds, over $1 billion in subscriptions alone. It's a lot of cash, my brother. Wow. Anyway, thought would bring that to your attention. All right. This is a WorldNet Daily story, Kurt. It's a very sad story, but I want to bring it to your attention. WND.com brings it to my attention. And WND does a really good job. But the headline says, quote, help. American pastor imprisoned by U.S. ally. Calls on Christians, pleads for prayer. We're talking about Andrew Brunson, Kurt. He has served as a pastor in Turkey for more than 23 years before his arrest happened in 2016. Turkey, by the way, is 99% Muslim. And they recently seized ownership of over 50 Christian churches. And Pastor Andrew Brunson wrote in a message to his wife, I am very discouraged. Please help. Please have prayer for me. I can't handle the thought of growing old in this place without you. I love you. And WorldNet Daily reported in late 2017 that Turkey was not only accusing Brunson of terrorism, but is trying to overthrow the Turkish government. He might have a bunch of time in prison, like life in prison or possibly even the death penalty if found guilty. Now, the ACLJ has taken this case to Congress, the president and the United Nations already, but nothing's being done. Now, 24 members of the Council of Europe signed the document demanding Turkey release Brunson, who is being held without charges. It's a big, huge story, Kurt, and this is kind of it goes back to the last hour. We didn't have time to get to it, Lowell Nelson talking about. Due process seems to be a thing of the past, Kurt. And you've literally got this, you know, Turkey persecuting Christians big time. This poor guy is in prison. They say he's, you know, guilty of terrorism. Really preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is his crime, Kurt. Any comment on this one?
Oh, doggone it, Sam. I don't know really what to say, but I did think it was interesting, your comment that it was a big, huge story. So that's even bigger than big, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's huge, but only because it's long and detailed in WND.com. Yeah. It's not huge in that it doesn't get any coverage, is what I'm telling
good
you.
Good point. Yeah, good point. Yeah.
It is a huge story because it's real news for a change, Kurt. You got a Christian mm-hmm. over there in Turkey, literally, you know, being held without charges. They claim he's, you know, maybe guilty of terrorism, could result in a lifelong prison sentence or literally death. And you've got all kinds of international folks pulling for the guy, Kurt, but it's been brought to Congress and the president and some of these international organizations, and nothing is being done for the guy. I wouldn't even have known about it if it wasn't for WND.com doing such a great job, Kurt.
Yep, it's the new media taking center stage, and it's the good guys making a hit, right?
Yeah, now, I don't know what to do about this thing. I don't know how we can really help. I guess call your congressmen and senators and say, hey, folks, we need your help. we need to help Andrew Brunson get free. Turkey is 99%
That's
Muslim.
That's part of the whole free the innocents in prison, huh? Right?
Yes, sir. It is. But again, we get no traction with that. We can hardly raise $5 for it. And even some of the big wig guys that we thought would join us and stuff like that have abandoned the project, Kurt. We can't get them to talk about it or work on it with us or anything. So
there sure are lots of targets out there, or lots of, I guess you could say, different things to work on. And we appreciate anybody who participates and who does their best to make things better.
All right. So Donald Trump, of course, released the Republican-created memo about scandals going on in the FBI, et cetera, Kurt. But Trump blocks memo backed by Democrats, claims it's classified. They got to rework the memo or he won't release it. What do you think of all that?
Well, you know, it highlights this whole problem of the parties, if you ask me once again. You know, the Republicans complain when, like, Obama's in there. But then the Democrats complain when Trump is in there, you know. And the key thing we ought to eliminate, at least one of the big ones, is the whole spirit of party that George Washington warned us of. And we ought to say, hey, let's restore the George Washington idea to America and eliminate political parties.
Amen to that. But anyway, it's interesting. I don't know if there's really classified information in there that really needs to be gutted from that thing first. I do support limited classified information in America, folks. We can't just lay our hand out to the world publicly oftentimes. But, you know, the problem is you can't trust them. And when are they telling the truth in this legitimately a classified scenario? Or when is it just, hey, it's a battle between the parties and we're going to, you know, we're the party in power, so we're going to promote ourselves and we're going to shut the other guys down. And, you know, when is there really both sides of the story that ought to be told versus when is there just nothing but, you know, political rancor and partisan politics at the helm here? And it's very hard to know when's what, Kurt, because you can't trust them is the problem. You can't trust Donald. You can't trust the Republicans. You can't trust the Democrats. You can't trust any of them up there in the swamp, Kurt, because they don't tell the truth. And the media gets it all wrong and peddles the wrong stuff. Very strange. Another example of this partisan divide that's going on here is they're talking about, I don't know if you saw this, Kurt, but they're looking about building a wall in Congress. It'd be a physical barrier between the two sides as they work on things. And they're talking about that. There's also another book coming out that's opposite. What's that book called they just released on the Donald Inside the White House or whatever?
Oh, was it Fire and Fury?
Fire and Fury. Anyway, there's going to be another book coming out, too, by a very well-known conservative called No Fire and Fury. Okay, so everything is just hotly debated in this partisan politic divide here that I don't believe is healthy at all for America, Kurt. It just derails the issues. We don't get to the bottom of any issues. We just attack the opponents. And a perfect example of that is the Republicans were big time for reducing spending until they got in power, Kurt. At least they talked that they were. They were really going to bust out the less spending plan. The Democrats were crazy for so belligerent, you know, no restraint on spending, and we got to stop those guys. They're out of control. And the Republicans get in power, and they literally double down and do the same thing, maybe even worse. It's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, enough of that. I don't know if the memo will come out. I personally would like to see both sides of the story, and I'm not in defense of the Democrats here. I'm just in defense of the truth, and if there is another side of the story that we're not getting and a big group of people claim that, I'd like to see for both sides and decide for myself, Kurt.
Yeah, imagine that.
What do you think? I mean, are you for that?
Well, there's just so much, Sam. You know, I recognize we have a need for national security, but, man, I'll tell you what, I've seen so many things from government, you just think, hey, what part's national security and what part, hey, we're just going to keep it a secret from
you. Well, and that's why I'm convinced most of it is not national security, Kurt. It just isn't. It's partisan bickering and nothing more. It's how do you get egg on the face of your opponent for political reasons and to one-up them, if you will. All right, hold on, folks.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Back with you live, Sam and Kurt on your radio. All right. This is a weird story here. But here it goes. Kurt, you know how we have the revolving door in government where they always go to like some high-paying job somewhere in academia or the corporate world or something like that when they leave government, right?
Yeah, for example, the head of the CDC goes to work for some big pharmaceutical company.
Yeah, that's right.
Back and forth. Yeah.
Or some well-known somebody goes to, you know, work at CNN or Fox or whatever. And
yeah,
they get the
that's
media
right.
gig so they can then bounce back into politics
Jason
when
Chaffetz,
the time's right.
Yeah, you know.
A great example. Well, there's another one, but it's super weird. Now, a lot of times, if they don't go into a new career change, what they do is they say, well, I'm going to spend time with my family, right? So you always hear excuses that you know aren't real at 99 out of 100. Once in a while, somebody really might want to spend time with their family. I'm not saying it's never true, but it's, you know, we see this over and over and over. Well, I just saw the weirdest one I want to bring to your attention. Okay?
Yeah.
This lady served just 9 months as the third ranking official at the Justice Department, Kurt. Her name is Rachel Grand. Or Brand. Right. Rachel Brand. You know about her?
No.
She's the Associate Attorney General. She's been there for 9 months, and she just resigned.
Hmm.
Now, you know what she's going to do, Kurt? This is going to shock
spend
you.
Spend time with her family.
No. Heck no, buddy. She's got a revolving door career going on.
She She resigned. Let's see. She was in the Justice Department, so she's going to be lobbying.
No.
Okay. Let's see.
She quit after 9 months and resigned because she's going to take a job at Walmart, Kurt.
You mean greeter?
No. Oh. This is a high-level Walmart position, buddy. I bet it pays a pretty penny. Okay. Go look this up, though. Look up this lady. Just type in Rachel Brand, and then just type in Walmart and see what you get. She used to be the Associate Attorney General, which is like the third person in command up there. I mean, it's just crazy. And this lady's like going to go work at Walmart. I'm just thinking, you're not joking. You're really going to leave and resign and go work at Walmart? How'd you get that lined up?
Huh.
I mean, it's just crazy.
One says, Iowa native to leave Justice Department job for Walmart's top legal post. I suppose it's more getting more pay than a greeter. Number three, Justice Department official leaving Walmart.
I'm just saying it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I mean, the revolving door, dude, of all the places you can go, you're just going to head to Walmart?
She joins Walmart as executive vice president. Global governance and corporate secretary. So, you know, it's probably
Now, do you think it's going to help Walmart in the positioning with the Justice Department, Kurt?
I think there's a possibility she'll know her ins and outs when it comes to that.
Yeah, and if you only work 9 months in the position, you almost wonder if she had a gig with Walmart and they're like, hey, go work with the Justice Department for a little bit and then just roll on into us. I mean, it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. 9 months? And she's out? And then all we get for an explanation is she went to Walmart, Kurt? Are you kidding me? What's the underlying details on this, Kurt? And
the thing you have to really tell you. Right. And I don't know that you're going to get it because Walmart is probably going to keep it close to the vest. But, you know, the thing is, Walmart's a big player, Sam. You know, some of us think, oh, we might even say, oh, it's just Walmart. But you look at the amount of the economy that they affect and the number of jobs and the, you know, the power that they have. It's pretty impressive.
It's almost as much as Amazon, Kurt.
Well, it's getting there, you know.
Walmart's quite a bit smaller than Amazon, they claim.
Yeah, but they do have all those stores, and they could, with the right leadership, the right moves, they could, they're pretty impressive, I think. They say she attracted interest.
They heard about Jet.com, which is huge, too.
Yeah, good point. I guess they say this lady attracted interest because of her potential to assume a key role in the Trump-Russia investigation. The official overseeing special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation has been repeatedly criticized by Trump. This is from the Des Moines Register. They say if Rosenstein had been fired or quit, oversight would have fallen to this lady. But that job would now fall to Solicitor General Noel Francisco. Brand, who became Associate Attorney General in May, has kept a relatively low profile, unlike other top officials. She has not been personally targeted by Trump. Attorney General Jeff Sessions praised the quality and leadership of Brand and Rosenstein at a Justice Department event last week.
It helps your brand.
Focused on human trafficking.
Brand,
yeah, good point. Yeah. She's 44 years old, graduate of Pella Christian High School in Central Iowa. So, I guess I don't see the amount of money she's going to bring in at Walmart. I mean, you know, I'd like some details, but I'll bet you she'll do okay. You know what I mean?
I would say so, sir.
Yeah.
All right. Amazon's in the news, speaking of the big corporate world, Kurt. Amazon is set to start a new shipping service to compete with FedEx and UPS. It's called Shipping with Amazon. They're going to start it out in L.A. and then move east, young man.
They're going to call it Shipping with Amazon?
Uh-huh.
Huh. I wonder where they got that idea from. That's kind of a catchy phrase, don't you think?
Yeah, it's in quotes, shipping with Amazon. It's like brilliant.
An Amazon company.
It's like naming a shoe store shoes kind of thing.
Yeah, right? That's right. Shoes with Amazon.
Grocery store, you'd be like food.
Yeah, eats. I like
good
that.
Good eats, you know, with Amazon. All right. Anyway, you know, they believe they can do it cheaper than the FedEx and UPS folks can, Kurt.
Do you think they will, Sam?
Well, it depends on how you define cheaper, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
And here's what I mean. They will do it for their own stuff cheaper, yes, but they won't do it for our stuff cheaper, no. What they'll do is they'll eventually, either FedEx or UPS or DHL or one of the other carriers will melt down. How are you going to win when you compete with Amazon and the post office, Kurt?
That's right. That's right.
So I'm telling you that it's a landscape for disaster, if you ask my opinion.
You know, the one thing I kind of welcome is it is competition. Now, my opinion
is... I agree if it's real
when
competition.
When you include the government into it, it's a mess. But let's just say Amazon, FedEx, and UPS were competing and there was no government special, you know, dealings in there.
Then it would be incredible and I'm all in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Without question, so, it'd be phenomenal. In fact,
it's not perfect, but it's at least it throws one more competitor into the messed up system we've got.
Yeah, the sad part, though, is with the post office competing, what you'll have is those. What it'll really do is replace somebody eventually.
Yeah.
Just write down my prediction.
Yeah.
Not because competition would do that, but because manipulated competition like the post office playing in that field and the regulations that UPS and FedEx already have, between those two things, it'll be the death nail for one of them.
Yeah.
Now, I pray I'm wrong. I hope that we just get more competition, because the more competition we get, the less expensive it is to ship products, then the better it is, say, for Kurt Crosby, who ships raw honey across the country directly to your door. And if you want to learn more about raw honey and you want to get cheaply delivered to your door or inexpensively delivered, you know, Kurt will do it for you. Kurt at LibertyRoundtable.com. That's C-U-R-T at LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. But I agree with you, Kurt. I support the competition. And if we really have real competition, I'm in. I think it would be phenomenal what could happen. My concerns are, again, how this all goes down sometimes when we think competition.
You know,
we don't realize what a hostile environment we're really in many times.
What it reminds me of is the whole charter school entry thing into the government school, private school entry. You know, because you've got really just more government school. But they did it on purpose to try to say, look, here's another choice for you, you know. I think it's made it a little tougher for the whole private school world.
Amen.
When you've got this deal going on.
But it's also, as you wisely point out, it's not the right way, but at least it's better than no competition.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're right on that, Kurt. Whether it's the government schools and charter school, at least they're, you know, kids are you know, going to the better schools, and at least there's some competition and there's some effort to reduce expenditures and things like that. And the same thing's true here. I hope Walmart gets into the shipping business, too. I hope Walmart and Costco and a lot of these big corporate all compete for our money.
Yeah.
Because then even if we lose one, it'll be great.
Better.
And the post office probably won't keep up if the competition gets too stiff.
Yeah. They'll just ask for more of your tax dollars.
Yeah, but then we can highlight that. All right, some bank robbers walked into a store. This was not Amazon or Walmart or anything like that. But they walked into a store. I'll tell you about it in seconds. Hang tight.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, two robbers walked into a store. I know this sounds like I'm starting out a joke, but it's not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. Two armed, masked robbers walked into a store, Kurt. Then the cashier pulled out his pistol and showed them the door. They walked in with a rifle. He pulled out his pistol, started firing, and they lickety-split jammed, Kurt. Now, that's a rob-me-not in effect right there, brother.
Yeah, good point.
Pretty good story. Where's the mainstream press telling you that one?
Huh. They didn't have room for it.
They're MIA.
Their other articles. Yes, that's right.
Anyway, I thought it was phenomenal, though. Two armed, masked men walked into a store. Then the cashier pulled out his pistol, started firing, and showed them the door. They split. No robbery going on today, boys. We need more of that in America, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you what, the right of self-defense is a God-given, unalienable right. Let's be clear. Mm-hmm. All right, the CIA's in the news, Kurt. The good old CIA. Don't you just got to...
Yeah. Now, you know, this headline reads, DailyCaller.com, CIA gave $100K to Russian... offering dirt on Trump, including the sex video. Chuck Ross is the reporter. Now, to be clear, ladies and gentlemen, you know, the CIA, spokesman there, Dean Boyd, told the Daily Caller News Foundation after this article was published, he says, the people swindled here were Intercept reporter James Risen, and the New York Times reporter Matt Rosenberg. The fictional story that CIA was bilked out of $100,000 is patently false. So, you know, it's tough just to know, well, where the truth really lies.
How can you know,
American? That's right. The Daily Caller story says American spies made contact with the Russian early in 2017 after he offered to sell the Trump material along with cyber hacking tools that were stolen from the NSA. That's according to the Times. U.S. intelligence officials told the Times they were so desperate to retrieve those tools that they negotiated with the operative for months despite several red flags. I guess you get the red flags from Russia because, you know, they're the Reds, including indications that he was working.
Democratic or the Republican
states?
Oh,
yeah, red and blue state. Yeah, it's hard for me to keep track of who's who. Another red flag, was the Russians' financial request.
I got a question. Are these red flags or false flags?
Oh, good point. He initially sought $10 million for the information, but dropped the asking price to $1 million. After months of negotiations, American spies handed over $100,000 in cash. You know, they can just print it on their own. But anyway, in a briefcase to the Russian meeting, during a meeting in Berlin, they say the operative also offered documents and emails that purported to implicate other Trump associates, including Carter Page, But the Times viewed the documents and reported that they were mostly information that's already in the public domain. So anyway, there's a lot of ways.
But I got a question. Even if it is in the public domain, did they still pay for it, Kurt? Or did it get in the public domain after they paid for it? I mean, there's still debate and discussion here. And I don't know the truth, and I'm not claiming I know the truth. Here's the problem, Kurt. When a report comes out like this, and the government comes out and says this isn't true, what do you think?
It would sure be nice to be able to say, look, if the government says it's not true, it's just not true. You know, wouldn't it? I mean, it just
it'd be wonderful.
Really nice.
However, my experience says when the government comes out like this and says it's not true, that makes me believe that it is true.
I know. Man, I would just love it if it weren't the case, you know?
Now, how do we get to the bottom of it, Kurt? What do they do, put a special prosecutor in place?
You know, to me, the only real fix in so many of these instances is you got to cut the money back, because so many times all it is they just spend more and more of your tax dollars causing more and more havoc.
All right. Amen to that. Anyway, it's hard to know if that story's true or not. And I brought it up just because this just shows which is fake news. Mm-hmm. Where did this story come from, Kurt?
Yeah, good point.
No, really,
Daily
where did it come from?
Com.
The Daily Caller, but did they get it from some other news service?
It looked like it. They were pointing to the Times, and I don't know
what
if that's
Times?
The London Times, the New York Times, the, you know what I mean? There's just so many.
Okay, and then you got the government saying that it's not true. Who's the peddler of fake news here?
Yeah,
I can't even answer the question, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, we better go to simpler topics, because otherwise, you know, this stuff gets to where your brain just kind of gets overwhelmed. I guess a local woman won the $560 million Powerball ticket, Kurt. You wanted to talk about this story, right?
Well, it's kind of interesting to me because she's a little bit concerned, Sam. She doesn't really want her name all brought out.
What, does she think her name can be classified or something?
Well, she would like to keep her anonymity, if you will. You know, she bottom line says, hey, there was a rule, I guess, when you sign the Powerball winner thing. This lady's a New Hampshire woman, so anybody from New Hampshire is a target, I'm sure. Dateline is Merrimack, New Hampshire, but I guess she had signed the back of the winning ticket. That was, according to her, due to safety and other concerns. Court records that are filed by our legal counsel there in Nashua say that she has described the signing as a huge mistake. The woman that's identified in court records, court documents, that only as Jane Doe. Well, isn't she the same one that did that whole abortion thing, Sam? But anyway, she asked that her identity remain a secret, even though existing New Hampshire Lottery Commission rules require a winner sign the back of a winning ticket.
What do you think the answer
before,
to this is, Kurt?
Eliminate the lottery?
Yeah, shut the government legal plunder plan down. And then this lady won't need to admit her, you know, whereabouts or her name or anything else. There'll That's be right. nothing like that going on. And, you know, what about all the other people that got fleeced by this lady woman winning?
Yeah, good point. But not to worry, Sam, because the store where she bought the winning ticket gets $75,000. So, you know, that's why you want to kind of have these tickets. I mean, you know, maybe you'll win a
Well, it might
pot
save your store,
yourself.
Kurt.
Yeah. Yeah, but wouldn't it kind of save the whole place by just not having gambling going on?
Well, it depends on what you mean by save, Kurt. I mean, just so you know, there's a chunk of that change going to education, bro.
That's what they say.
So see,
but,
I mean, it's just
you
all
know,
mixed up.
Those people
up,
with education ought to be smart enough and educated enough to know that bad things aren't good to promote.
Bad things aren't good to promote, and you can count on that, right, Kurt?
Well, I can.
All right, oil world turns upside down. You had this piece, Kurt, as U.S. sells oil in the Middle East.
Yeah. Now, what I want to know, Sam, is in your lifetime, when was the last time you remember a story about us selling oil, us, the U.S., that is, selling oil to the Middle East? Can you remember that?
I know that we, for a long time, when oil got cheaper and whatever else, then it got to where we started to sell some oil to the Middle East, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But what's weird is we sell more oil to the Middle East than they sell oil to us. And why we transport that oil all over the world and we're all the environmentalists to howl about that is beyond my imagination. I don't know. It's weird as all can be.
Oh, okay. I thought this was the first story I'd seen in that of that, basically in my lifetime, that I could remember. But anyway, yeah, I guess we sent a basically one of those big ships loaded with a certain kind of oil over to the Middle East. Which I thought was kind of.
And then we get oil from the cartels in the Middle East, too.
See? Well, yeah, you know, I mean.
Where's those environmentalists to stop that, though? Why don't they say we should keep our own oil and we should let them keep their own oil and not transport it all over the world, creating this environmental catastrophe, Kurt? Where are those folks when you need them most? It's kind of like the pro-choice folks aren't really for choice whenever I have choices I want to make. They don't believe in them.
Yeah, good point.
Like choice to keep your baby that's not on the table. Choice to not vaccinate or choice to homeschool your kid. None of those things are available.
No choice there.
Right? Kind of weird. Oil world turns upside down.
Yeah.
Now, you wanted to talk about this. The L.A. school shooting was accidental, too, right?
Well, now, I know this has been a while since the L.A. school shooting, Sam. But, I mean, it gets to be where you get one of these school shootings almost every day, right? I mean, or at least, you know, pretty often. But I don't know if you
so often, your point's well taken, so often that it's hardly even covered anymore when it is, right?
Yeah, because it's like, well, oh, it's just another shooting. But this story I thought was pretty interesting. So this was in Los Angeles, and that's not the interesting part, but they say it was a middle school classroom, and apparently, according to the story, this 12-year-old girl, here's what she said. She was, this is the quote from the boy the girl talked to the boy, and this is what the boy said. She said, she was like, I didn't mean to. I had the gun in my backpack, and I didn't know it was loaded, and my backpack fell, and the gun went off. It says, shortly after that, he said the girl asked him to hide the weapon. She said, if I give you the gun, will you hide it for me? And I said, no. Then I moved away from her because I was a little bit scared. And this one seventh grader there was in the room at the time of the shooting, and she said she never saw a gun. I just saw something pop. It was loud. I didn't see her shoot. Police recovered this semi-automatic handgun after the shooting, and the TV video showed a dark-haired girl in a sweatshirt being led from the school, and, you know, there were people crying and stuff like that. But bottom line is, I guess she just had it in her backpack, and she didn't know it was loaded. But, Sam, it was just kind of interesting to me that, you know, this girl had it in there, and now they got the mental health folks in there to help make sure everybody's happy and stuff like that. But I just didn't hear that part to the story, that the girl had it in a backpack, and it just, she didn't know it was loaded, and she's basically was all sorry about it. But they didn't give that report in the main news of the story, you know. They just said, hey, another shooting at a school, right?
Well, that's how they roll. Little different than the way we go, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, do you like the longer format with less commercials and more talk? We got more talk than any other talk show, I'm telling you right now. 25 years ago, when we got into radio, Kurt came up with a slogan. He said, everybody's talking, thanks for listening. Boy, isn't that true. Less commercials, more talk. Available live and on demand at libertyroundtable.com, libertynewsradio.com. By the way, we're adding a lady today to the lineup on Liberty News Radio, Kate Daly, the Kate Daly Show. Incredible stuff coming up every afternoon. Check that out as well at libertynewsradio.com. Donate today, ladies and gentlemen. The Widow's Mite Radio Network needs your financial support in every way possible. Would sure appreciate it. LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you help? This nation shall endure.